According to criminal charging documents prepared on January 1, 2021 by West Virginia State Police Trooper Z.M. Chestnut, Brenda Lee Myers and Daniel Myers, both residents of Durbin, had been arrested and criminally charged for abusive treatment of their 5-year-old grandson, who they have custody of. Trooper Chestnut states in the document that on December 18th, he was contacted by another trooper who works in Elkins. Chestnut learned that the child was under treatment for serious injuries and malnourishment at Davis Medical Center, and that the boy, who lives with the Myers couple, had been transported from his Durbin home to Davis Medical Center by ambulance. Physicians at the medical center contacted police when they discovered the boy had extremely severe facial and head injuries and also appeared to be the victim of, quote, gross child neglect, which included severe anemia and malnutrition. The Myers told them that the boy had suffered the injury several weeks earlier due to a bicycle accident. Child Protective Services removed the victim's 2 sisters who also lived with the Myers from the home. When interviewed by child abuse experts, the 2 sisters told them that they had seen Brenda Myers hitting and kicking the boy on multiple occasions and had seen her push the victim into a piano, which resulted in an open sore on the back of his head. In addition, there were severe and disfiguring injuries to the boy's lips and nose, which has also caused a severe infection to his face. Medical officials say that infection has been developing for at least 8 months. During a child advocacy consult conducted at UPMC Children's Hospital on December 22nd, the victim said that when his grandfather leaves home, his grandmother hits him. The troopers were told that the boy's nutrition level was also so poor that the anemia alone could have led to life-threatening complications. In the charging document, Trooper Chestnut said that there is not a single reasonable adult that if they saw the boy would not have known he needed immediate critical medical attention. Daniel Myers told the trooper that he had known the boy had a facial issue for several months, but despite living with the victim, he had not looked at, quote, the kid for quite some time. Daniel Myers said that Brenda would not let him take the boy to a doctor for his injuries. Daniel was charged with child neglect resulting in serious injury, which is a felony, carrying a fine of not less than $300, nor more than $3,000, or imprisonment for not less than 1 year, nor more than 10 years, or both the fine and imprisonment. Brenda was charged with the same neglect charge and additionally with child abuse resulting in serious injury. That felony carries a fine of not less than $1,000, nor more than $5,000, or imprisonment for not less than 2 years, nor more than 10 years, or both the fine and imprisonment. Both were booked into the jail on January 1st. Brenda's bond was set at $100,000. According to Pocahontas County Prosecutor Terry Helmick, the Myers were scheduled to have an initial appearance on Monday, January 11th, but the case was rescheduled because neither had yet obtained a lawyer. Neither of these people have yet been convicted of a crime and therefore are legally entitled to the presumption of innocence. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.